Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice. We welcome you to the show. Today's Wednesday, July the 9th, 2014. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Well, Michael hasn't dialed in yet. I don't know if he's having trouble with his connection. Oh, there he is. He just popped in. Welcome, Michael. That was good timing.
Hey, dear heart. I don't know what's going on. The phone, the blog talk doesn't seem to be recognizing my phone dialing the digits. I called in about 6 times, and it wouldn't take the numbers. So anyway, let's see what that's about. In the meantime, welcome everybody to Mind Shifters Radio. Our project is one of healing ourselves, each other, and the planet. And the primary tool that we invite everyone to engage in and put to work in their lives is the tool of first century Aramaic forgiveness. Forgiveness not in the sense of how I let you off the hook for what's happening inside of me, but we have a rather strange way of going about forgiveness, at least strange to the way of thinking of our so-called modern mind. And it takes a great deal of adjustment to turn the modern mind around into the process of forgiveness. That's what we're here to support you in doing. And the core of the forgiveness process seems so strange. And if you're totally new to the show, stay with me for a little bit and build some brain cells with us about this process of forgiveness. And if you've been doing the worksheet process for a little while, we're going to look at and do a review of the core of what forgiveness is. Our culture preaches to us out of Greek philosophy, you did something terrible that caused all this pain inside of me, but it's okay, I'll forgive you. I'll let you off the hook for what you've done to me. And that process totally and completely bypasses the fact that my pain is internally generated, and it's something that I'm doing to myself. It cuts me out of the loop of cause. So, of course, if I'm cut out of the loop of cause, I certainly can't change the effect. And everybody is out there fighting shadows, trying to change effects without dealing with the cause. And, you know, those who learn to deal with cause have to make such a huge shift in their minds, that's why this is called Mind Shifter Radio, that sometimes their conversation is almost unrecognizable to the average person, especially when we start talking about forgiveness. Now, I use an analogy oftentimes of, imagine we've got a concrete wall, just a white painted concrete wall, and we've got a projector booth in the back of the building, and it's this awesome 3D high-def projector, you know, this new 4K, and it projects this awesome 3D image on the wall of a table with a bottle on it. And we bring a man from the jungles of South America who's never seen anything more complex than a dugout canoe. You know, somebody cut a tree down, hollowed out, put it in the water, they had a canoe. That's the most complex thing he's ever seen. So we bring him into this room with the picture of the table with the bottle on it. And we promised this gentleman that if he can move the bottle from one side of the table to the other, then we'll give him his greatest reward. Whatever it is he wants, he's got that reward. And so he grins to himself, having no idea that this is a 3D projected image, and he walks over to put his hand on the bottle and move it. And, of course, do what he wants, he can't move the bottle. I mean, somebody may show up in the room with a jackhammer. And so he takes the jackhammer and he chops a hole in the wall where the bottle is and attempt to move the bottle to win his reward. But the hole in the wall doesn't move the bottle to the other side of the table. Why? Because he's dealing with an effect, not with a cause. When we're reaching outside of ourselves trying to change them, those people who are to blame, those people whose fault it is that we're in pain and turmoil, we're trying to change an effect without dealing with the cause. What first century Aramaic forgiveness does is it teaches us how to deal with cause. But because we've got it all backward, because we've been taught it's everybody else's fault, cause is not an easy thing to get to. So this man named Yeshua 2,000 years ago understood how to get people into the cause level of their minds through first century Aramaic forgiveness. Believe me, if they had degraded 2,000 years ago so much that they needed this tool, 2,000 years later, we are 10,000 miles further down the pike of insanity and blame. And the tricky thing is that the mind outputs truths, which are in effect, just like the bottle on the table. The mind outputs its pictures from the content that it holds. If I show up in the room where this fellow's just chopped a hole in the wall trying to move the bottle on the table, and I see that he's getting pretty sweaty, and I ask him what he's trying to do, and he tells me, and I happen to have the key for the projector booth and know where it is, I sit him down with a nice cool glass of water and say, here, just relax for a minute. You know, here's a cloth, wipe your brow a little bit and take a drink, and I'll be right back. I go back to the back of the room, open the projector booth, move the bottle that the camera's trained on from one side of the table to the other, and lo and behold, the bottle moves to the other side of the table. I come back in the room, and he says, wow, you are a miracle, so let me get down and worship you, because what you've done is so monumental. I did everything, every ounce of strength, every effort, every bit of intelligence I had. I even consulted 100 of the greatest minds from my culture, and I couldn't move the bottle, and you weren't even in the room and you did it. So this guy's down on his hands and knees worshiping you. Could you imagine yourself saying, whoa, 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 stop, stop. Worship is not appropriate. None of us is perfect, only one, and it's not me. But the things I'm doing, you can do in greater. You just got to know where the projector booth is. You just got to know how the game works, how the structure's set up. The thing that is the key way into cause of everything that you say is wrong with your life, quote-unquote wrong, everything that's out of place, everything that you say, I want this to be different, the key way into the part of your mind that is cause, the projector booth, is through your goals. You know, some interesting Harvard research, it says that in a time frame where 10,000 brain cells fire, the maximum amount of information that goes into conscious awareness is 9 bits. The tiniest, tiniest fragment is all you get to see consciously. It's been estimated in the same time frame there are approximately 20 trillion bits of information in the world. So here we are with a 20 trillion bit world, 10,000 brain cells firing. We're looking at 9 bits of data, the last end result, the projection from brain cells, the bottle on the table in a 3D image on the wall. We're looking at that in our minds, And we're sure that that projection, that picture that our mind is showing us, is accurate about something or someone outside of us. We're sure that they're the problem. And we have no idea that we are the primitive trying to jackhammer a hole in the wall to move the bottle from one side of the table to the other. No concept of that, because we've been trained that cause is outside of us. Now, when you realize that there are 10,000 bits of data firing off, and there's some various estimates, but whatever the various estimates are, there's a huge difference between what we see and what's firing. Something has to tell the mind which 9 bits of data it's going to use to create the pictures that you see. Something selects which 9 bits of data. If you don't know what that is that selects which 9 bits of data, and you don't know what to do with that, then you can't ever change the core content of your mind. You can't ever change or reach cause. So our offering is, and I'll tell you that it took me almost 30 years of working with this tool to understand this. So if you don't get it the first time you hear it, that's okay. You might have to listen to the show a few times to get it. The reason our mind shows us the pictures that it does out of its content is because we set goals that filter everything but that which is consistent with the goal or resonated by the goal. So let's say, for instance, I have a goal to be treated wonderfully in relationship. And the content of my mind says, I always get treated like garbage in relationship. I set a goal to be treated wonderfully in relationship, and all of a sudden the person in front of me does a behavior that resonates the part of me that holds pain and turmoil around relationship. And my goal links to the garbage in my mind about relationship and causes my mind to use that data to produce its projection, to produce its image, to produce the picture of the bottle on the table. And so the goal, if I know what to do with it, is the key way into accessing directly the part of my mind that holds the garbage around my goal. Perfectly wonderful goal. Nothing wrong with the goal. It's an awesome thing to have goals and to have wonderful goals. So to say I want to be treated well in relationship is a perfectly fine, appropriate, fabulous goal. But if you load that into your mind, and your mind accesses trash in your file on relationships, pain, turmoil, hurt, being taken advantage of, blah, 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 then the trash accessed by the goal will trash your accomplishing the goal. It will put all kinds of trashy energy between you and your relationship. And until you're willing to access and go through the detox of those toxic energies from perhaps generations of painful relationships or years, decades of painful relationships, then you'll put the trash in your mind between your relationship and yourself. Except that here's the trick of the mind. When you say to your mind and to the person you're in relationship with, I want you to treat me wonderfully, you load that goal into your mind, and that resonates the trashy content about being treated poorly. The person you're in relationship with can treat you wonderfully, but their behavior is going to resonate your file on relationships, and up will come your trash. And you will literally use your trash to build your brain's image of your partner, And you'll be sure that the picture you're seeing in your mind is actually them, and it is not. Like the 3D image on the wall looks like the real thing, but it's not. It is a product of the resonance produced by your goal, acting upon your content, and resonated by what's going on in your world. What can you do to change that dynamic? Here comes Yeshua with first century Aramaic forgiveness. The word forgive in Aramaic is shebag, and it means to cancel. And the instruction, as you're standing there experiencing all the trashy feelings you've ever felt around relationships, if Yeshua approached you and you said, yeah, this person, they are so trashy what they've done to me, he would say, excuse me, you have an unconscious mind where you hold trash. In my language, in Aramaic, we call that the heart. Now, here's what I'm going to instruct you to do. You must forgive, that is, remove from your heart the trashy content that you're putting into your brain's image of your brother. Well, how do I do that? I didn't know I was even doing that. How do I remove that? Ah, here's the trick. Here's the tough part of the process. Like the guy who's trying to move the bottle on the table, you really believe that that image is real. And it's real about something other than the contents of your own mind. It's real about something or somebody outside of you. Here's the way you can tell whether or not it's real about somebody outside of you or whether it's just real about yourself. You will always feel the effects of what's real about yourself. You will not feel the effects of what's real about somebody else. And so if you're in front of someone and you're feeling pain and turmoil and anger and hate and rage, you're feeling what's yours while your mind is showing you a picture, a projection, that the cause of your pain is the person you're standing in front of. Your mind is a liar. The reason you're feeling what you're feeling in that relationship situation is because you have that content. It's not because of what your partner said or did. So here's how you access directly the trash in your mind around any given subject. Now, you've been in indirect relationship with that painful content. Somebody shows up, they resonate the brain cells, you make a projection, a picture of them out of it, and you say, look what you've caused me to feel. You're feeling the effect of content resonated within you. That's the only thing you can feel. And you're putting it into your brain's image of someone else. And so you point the finger and you blame someone else. You know, kind of the tongue-in-cheek line I like to deliver around that idea is, you'll notice if you've been through a particular painful reality 87 different times with 42 different people, you're the only one that was there every time. Your painful realities are about you. They're not about someone else. So here's how you access directly the trash that needs to be cleaned out. If you look at the worksheet process, the reality management process, you'll see that in step 4, you've taken the time to bring the active presence of love forward in your mind. That's an important step. That's key to the whole process. And then, having presenced active love, you cancel the goal that you hold for whoever it is you're currently blaming. And what happens, because that goal is the recruiter of your trash around relationships and causes that trash to be used to build your projection, you cancel the goal, shebag the goal, When you shebag the goal, what happens is the projection of your trashy content collapses. The picture all of a sudden shuts down. And at the same time, you open a pathway into that very part of your mind that holds the trash. You now have direct access. Instead of access through projection, which is indirect access, you now have direct access to what you and perhaps your bloodline forever have been hiding from yourself. If you have direct access to aberrant content in the active presence of love, the aberrant content begins to dissolve. And that's called forgiveness. It is the removal of what never belonged. And so in any given situation that you're in pain or turmoil, yes, you're looking at a 3D image and it must be somebody else that's causing your pain, just like the fellow from the jungles who's looking at this 3D image on the wall. And you believe that what your mind is showing you is real out there, but you start to suspect because you're feeling it that it might be coming from your content rather than from out there. And then instead of trying to move the 3D image, the picture of the bottle from one side of the table to the other, you go back to the projector booth and you change the cause of the projection. You can't change the cause of the projection if you can't get to the cause of the projection. The way you get to the cause of the projection is by canceling your goal. And then you get to remove, that is forgive, from your unconscious, your heart, that which you've been putting into your brain's image of your brother. And you get free of it. That's how forgiveness works. That's what we're inviting you to do, to enter into. If you haven't accessed those tools, we invite you to go to our website. It's all there free, www.whyagain.org. And if you look in the middle of the page, you'll see a bullseye. When you click the bullseye will open a whole series of links. The first link is chapter 24 of my book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? There's a free download, as is the whole book, but chapter 24 is right there at the top of the list, so that you can read and start to comprehend some of what the forgiveness process is about. The second link is the actual worksheet. Here's the form for how to guide yourself through the forgiveness process, how to collapse the projection and access directly whatever content it is that you need to change. You will only feel pain if you have trash content in you. You will never feel pain otherwise. It's impossible to feel pain. And then, once you've downloaded the worksheet itself and printed some, the next 10 or 12 links are each radio shows, like this one, where we've walked somebody through the whole forgiveness process, step by step by step. Each one of those shows has a different piece of gold in it. They're all themed in walking through the worksheet. But each one has different nuances, different direction, different issue. So you'll learn different things about the reality management worksheet with each of those radio shows that you listen to. And as you build the brain cells, and as you start to collapse and remove the trash that never belonged, then you have the opportunity to actually forgive. And we invite you to build the brain cells for the idea that whenever you're talking about forgiveness, you're talking about the removal of content. You're not talking about letting somebody else off the hook because you're paying over the content that you have. So forgiveness in the first century was taught as a tool for how to go inside yourself and remove your aberrant content and heal yourself. When you do that, the cells that aberrant content was stored in will begin to release their content. The cells will heal. Diseases will disappear. the pain and the turmoil and the emotions held in the cell will begin to disappear. The projections of your content into your brain's image of others will begin to disappear. And lo and behold, they'll change. Your creative process will then become a conscious process. And as you enter into a conscious process, everything shifts and changes. So that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to support you from. Or pardon me, what we're here to support you in doing. And you can take that all that information off of the website free. It's all there. Please go to whyagain.org, tap in, put it to use. And then, as you put it to use, if you have a question, if there's confusion, if there's something that doesn't make sense, pick up the phone and call us. That's what we're here for. We're committed to your success. We want you to be absolutely, totally, completely successful in using these tools. Mindshifters Radio is all about creating that support. And so, Jeannie, do we have Dr. Tim with us today?
Yeah, he is with us and he's on.
Great. Well, let's say hello to Dr. Tim and see how the young man be today.
Well, thank you. I'm here. I'm delighting with the last half of your intro, and I got a little delayed with my last patient, but I was thinking yesterday I had awakened in the middle of the night with a topic for a talk I have to give. I have to give a talk in August at the Unity Church in Woodstock, and I didn't know what the topic was going to be, but I woke up in the middle of the night with the topic, and it is the most precious resource on the planet. And the most precious resource on the planet, I woke up knowing this full-blown and half of the presentation was written.
Right.
Is my mind energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that if we can learn what power lies in that creative force and realize what we're choosing every time we choose to hold on to negative thoughts once they've been resonated, then we're better equipped to choose differently. And that was going right along with your presentation yesterday and kind of dovetails with what you're talking about today. And then last night we had our Mindshifters group, and we watched the first half of the lecture titled Getting the Stress You Need. And we had a couple people in there that had never seen the video before, and they were quite perplexed by the idea that we need stress. Why are you telling me I need stress? Stress is a bad thing. We need to get rid of our stress. And so it triggered some interesting discussion, and there were questions about dogma. And I don't know how it developed, but at one point there was a link in the conversation to Bruce Lipton. And I really like how Bruce Lipton talks about one of the biggest unquestioned dogmas in biology and medical science, and that's the primacy of DNA.
Right.
The idea that we are victims of our DNA and our biology. And Bruce Lipton has clearly demonstrated that that's a false theory. It was never proven. It's never been a fact. And yet, it's still in the textbooks as though it's a reality.
Yes.
And he talks about in his lectures, or as they've evolved over the years, that the real thing that's determining how we develop is our environment. And the overriding factor in our environment, even for the physical external environment, is our mind energy. And if we tell ourselves to be in anger or fear or sadness, we literally start a biochemistry reaction, an energetic reaction in this thing we call biochemistry, that then tells the DNA in the cells what to do. And because of that discussion and trying to work through dogma, I got to looking up some Bruce Lipton talks, and I found two. I wrote a blog post today about one of the best ones I think I've heard from him. It's only about 34 minutes long, and it's sponsored by somebody that I don't advertise, but I put it in my blog post with a disclaimer. And there's another one that's 46 minutes long. And if you want to tap into real hard science that backs up everything Dr. Rice was just saying, listen to Bruce Lipton in some of his YouTube lectures. You can find them just by searching YouTube for Bruce Lipton. And also on my blog post, I have links to these two talks, which I think are some of his best summary talks about how we're creating our own internal experience, and we're creating not just my emotional experience, but my actual physical experience of life and what expresses in my DNA by my choice of thoughts. It's not what somebody outside me did. It's not the accident of birth. There's a whole different ballgame. So
and then when you go to, that's cool, that's great. And when you go to the physics of it, you go to still another level and you realize that the environment is a product of what's contained in the way of mind energy in the cell. And so it's a feedback loop. And we see the environment stimulating the genetics and telling, you know, activating different parts of the gene and stuff. We've got a feedback loop that the mind energy that's stored in the gene is also part of what attracts and supports the environment being the way it is. And when we interrupt that whole feedback loop with what forgiveness, which is what I offer is what we're doing, by bringing the active presence of love into that loop, whether it's the environment or whether it's the gene, what's contained in the gene, the frequencies held there, the active presence of love begins the dissolution of what never belonged. And that's where the real core of forgiveness happens, is the removal of that content, both from the gene, from the mind, from the emotions, and from the environment. Because whatever's insane in the environment, whatever doesn't really belong in our lives, in the presence of love begins to dissolve. So it's pretty powerful stuff. Yeah, Bruce is doing some awesome work.
Yeah, and he talks about exactly what you just said. He talks about how the field is more important than the object or the body that gets coalesced from within the field.
Yes.
And that feedback loop between the energetic field and these invisible energies and what has manifested as the physical is far more important. Understanding that is more important than just being stuck in the physical, and that's where the allopathic medicine is stuck chasing, you know, wild geese instead of the actual cause and effect process.
Trying to move the bottle on the table on the 3D image rather than going back to the projector booth.
Exactly.
Yep. Cool. Well, great input. And isn't it awesome when you ask that question, the kind of teaching? You know, it really, to me, reinforces Yeshua's definition, the first century Aramaic definition of Ruka Dukudsha, she who undoes the effects of our ears and teaches us the truth. And when we have a listening ear, I mean, we can deny it, we can shut her off, but when we have a listening ear, the information that we're given and the understanding that we are taught is just monumental. So cool. I look forward to hearing that talk.
All right. Well, I look forward
we
to hearing.
We do have a caller.
Good, good.
Okay, well, let's give an ear to our caller.
It's area code 517. You're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kamoya Masukwa. I'm calling from Lansing, Michigan.
Welcome. Glad to hear from you. How can we support you today?
Not really support. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for the work that you're doing. I was introduced to it by one Michelle Pichet. And I've been being supported by Michelle and Rex Bauer. And I just wanted to thank you guys for the work that you're doing. It's a very effective tool. And I just wanted to encourage you guys to keep on doing what you're doing.
Hey, we're committed to getting it to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And so pass it on to somebody. You know, as you start to learn it, there's a whole different level of learning when you sit somebody down and you walk them through a worksheet. So give that gift to somebody else and pass it on, and that's one of the best ways you can thank us. That's awesome. Glad it's having
thank
an impact
you.
And delighted to be on the team.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. Thank you for your call. All right. So our call number is 646. Oh, good. Let's go for it.
Is this Michelle, 248? 248.
Yeah, hello, it's Michelle. I was hoping that Kamui would have stayed on in order for me to encourage him to tell you about our Mind Shifter group yesterday. It was quite powerful, and I really appreciate he accepted my request to call in, and thank you very personally, Michael and Jeannie, and all the people that support the process. So, I was hoping he would share it directly. I think it's great that he called. He's been doing this work since last October, actually, and he's come a long way.
He's still on.
Okay, great.
Well, maybe you guys want to have a conversation and share a little more.
Well, Kamoyo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You know what's so awesome, Michael, is when we first got introduced, trying to connect in a young African-American male and a middle-aged white female, and where's our common ground, da-da-da-da-da. And he said something, and it was about, going it alone, I can handle this, I got this. And I said, well, there's this African proverb,
right.
If you want to go quickly, right, you go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. And I said that, I think his mouth was hanging open, how do you know that kind of stuff? And it was just so poetic, and I think that was just the spark that we needed, and have really done a lot of awesome work together in the Mind Shifter support group.
Absolutely. Well, that's fabulous. So do you have some kind of an experience to share with us about what happened, what's moving in your life?
I really had a powerful experience with the worksheets last night in particular. But really, Dr. Tim usually says that it's not a program of debate, is observation, and I think that was the most powerful thing for me, is that I've just been able to observe people like Michelle and Rex and see how the work is affecting their lives, and I came to believe in it, because I was pretty resistant at first, but just through observation and keeping an open mind, I was able to see the power of the work. I've had some powerful experiences with the worksheets, and I just think it's a really effective tool, and I really commend you guys for the work that you're doing.
Cool. Well, thank you for saying thank you, and we're delighted to be sharing it with you. It's interesting you say that. Last night we had a workshop here at Heartland. We opened with Why Is This Happening to Me Again and the Forgiveness Worksheet, and there was a gentleman here that lives locally that had done the workshop last year, and he shared with me that, the workshop was just confusing for him, and it just didn't make any sense last year, but he came back again, and he sat and, I never deliver the same information twice, but it's always the same information. It's always the same flow. And he came to me about the halfway point in the workshop last night. He's like, wow, man, I didn't get this last year, but this is so cool. This just makes so much sense. And then at the end of the workshop, he came to me. He's like, well, that first half of the workshop, that really made sense. Man, I really got that. That's awesome. But doing this worksheet thing, I don't have any interest in that. That's stupid. That's just, and it's like, okay, I got it. I hear your resistance, and I explained the Aramaic concept of Satan is not a dude with a red suit, a tail, and a pitchfork, as the Greek culture teaches us. Satan is a lowercase word in Aramaic, and it means the resister, one who misleads. And so while for this gentleman, the first half of the workshop, the intellectual stimulation was very exciting and insightful for him, actually thinking about going in and looking at the content, the hidden content of his own mind, total, complete resistance, total, complete trapped in Satan. Nope, I don't want to go there. I don't want to look in there. I've already got a lid on it, and everything's handled. So it's interesting to hear you bring up that resistance thing, because that's when people are first introduced. That's where most people are, is in resistance. And resistance, very understandably, because what you're literally doing when you start doing that forgiveness process is you're taking the lid off a thousand generations of issues and dynamics that maybe have never been consciously looked at by anybody in the bloodline. And when you're the first one and you're opening that trap door, it's quite a challenge. So I acknowledge you for your willingness to go there. And it has, you know, if you've just been introduced, the way it will unfold for you, and I say this from the experience of doing this for the last 45 years, the way it will unfold for you, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, will boggle your mind over and over and over and over again as you watch how it unfolds and the impact of it. So, awesome. Delighted to have you with us, and carry on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Delighted. Michelle, any other thoughts for you?
Well, our Mindshifter group was wonderful last night. Tony does a great job, very gently stirring energy and asking extra questions along the way, you know, about, it was funny because he made this great suggestion about when you're establishing what the goal is, and then he sometimes asks himself this secondary question where it's like, well, why do you have that goal? And so it kind of even takes it to a deeper level, and then it's like, oh, you need to forward that over to Michael because that's a good one. So we, you know, had a wonderful group, and one of the gals there said she's going to road trip with me this weekend to come and hang out at Heartland for a quick visit.
Yeah.
So we'll see you this weekend.
Awesome. So is she coming to be part of Codependence?
You know, I'll talk to you after about that, but just, you know, somebody
okay.
who's been doing the work and, you know, went to Rex's Laws of Living class, and she's fascinated, and I just happened to kind of casually mentioned, yeah, I think I'm going to head over there. And she's like, I want to go. And she didn't even miss a beat or question and didn't even check her schedule. It was just, I'm committed to going. And so
cool.
I think that kind of enthusiasm is so exciting. And,
yeah,
you know,
nice.
we have a wonderful group. Camuyo forgot to mention, he had gone over with us to Kalamazoo to meet up with Dale that one weekend. And so he really is, you know, he's a willing person who's resistant. It's, you know, like you say, the spiritual grease, and that's all that's needed, and then everything unfolds from there. And, you know, you're right. I didn't think I'd be working in prison for 10 months now, and all kinds of things are opening up. It's wonderful.
Cool. Well, let's talk right after the show so we know what the schedule looks like so we can plan for arrivals and such.
Absolutely.
But that's awesome. And speaking about the prison, how did things go yesterday?
Rex was in Chicago, and we took a week off. We ended Laws of Living the previous week, and we are using this week to gather interest because we established a flyer with Chaplin to introduce the next forgiveness study opportunity.
Cool.
And the social system seems to be codependence, yeah.
Fabulous. Very cool.
Yeah, it is
wonderful.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks, Jeannie. Talk to Tim.
All right. Talk to you in a little bit. Blessings.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're down to about 13 minutes, and so our calling number is 646-200-4169. If you have a question or a thought for us, if you call that number and you push 1 on your phone, that will raise your hand in the phone queue.
We have a hand up.
Oh, let's go for it.
Area code 765, you're on the air. Is this Sunny?
765, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Tim, this talk that you mentioned, where can I gain that information? Where is that available? Because, Michael, in terms of content, I don't know what's really appropriate for the radio show. That perfectly explains where I have been for about 4 or 5 months now, and it's not fun.
You mean you've been in the space of not wanting to change your mind energy, that precious resource?
No, that loop that Dr. Tim was referring to, and you know, very maybe individually part and parcel to a lot of the, we'll say it, physiological experiences, and yeah. Then where you had supported me in the terror issues, it's kind of like I stepped into, or I opened that lid off the generational stuff, and I'm probably am, in fact, the first one, and I'm getting a faithful, and it is just not
I
fun.
I understand. I relate and understand that one.
Oh, I'm ready to hitchhike to Heartland. Really. I mean, I'm there. So I'm really, if I could get my hands on this material, if that's a blog, I'm going to have to learn how to do that.
So, Dr. Tim, you want to tell her how to access your blog?
Yeah, or this, you were referring, Dr. Tim is referring to this talk that's becoming available.
He hasn't done it yet.
Genetics and the environment.
Hold the conversation. He hasn't done the talk yet, so it's not available. But you can access the blog that will give you the links to Bruce Lipton's talks, which are moving in that direction. So, Dr. Tim, how can everybody on the show get access to your blog?
Well, my website is www.cathhsam.com. And if you go there, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little green circle farthest to the right with like a broadcast symbol in it. And you click on that, that takes you directly to my blog.
So CH4CS, correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much. All righty.
Thank you, though. Cool.
And if you get a chance, Michael, yeah, some support in that because it's yeah. I think you understand. So that would be a huge, huge blessing. Thank you.
We're here to hold the space. All right. Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
And our calling number is 646-200-4169. We've got room for probably one or two more questions, so if anybody has a question for us, hit one. A little hand goes up in the control panel. Amazing, the digital world today. And Jan will introduce you. Do we have anything happening in the chat room, sweetie, or anybody with a hand up?
The chat room is really quiet. We've got several people out there listening, but they're just guests, and so they can't type in. Jim's out there with us. But other than that, it's really quiet there. Nobody else has their hand up. So while we have this lull, I'd like to announce if you're in the Bristol area. This morning's been really exciting. I've had several people call me and say that they're going to attend Thursday or Saturday. And so I expect that the two workshops that I'm doing the rest of this week will probably have pretty good attendance. My mom told me she was going to come tomorrow night, so that's exciting.
All right.
So that's at the Integrative Health Concepts in Bristol on Midway Street, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night. So I'm excited about that, and then also 6:30 to 8:30 on Saturday.
So these are the medical offices of Dr. Jim Flinker. If you need to look for information on where Jeannie's going to be teaching, you want to tell us what workshops you're doing and more about it, sweetie?
Both of them are going to be Why Is This Happening to Me Again. The other day when I went into one of the mental health facilities here and I was able to present to, there were 8 patients and 2 facilitators or therapists that came, and I actually did the 3 early memories and how my healing's going to look. and kind of went over how we're energy and we draw things to us. And then I had flyers for the Thursday and Saturday workshops so that they could come and get another tool for that. But I only had an hour with them. So I'm hoping that a bunch of those people, ladies, are going to also come. But both Thursday and Saturday are going to be Why Is This Happening to Me Again.
That's awesome.
And then we're scheduled in November when we leave Michigan and come back through Bristol to do a four-week series for the same medical facility. I had a lady call this morning, though, and offered she's going to check out and see, and there's a possibility of us doing at a larger place downtown Bristol, which is exciting. It's one of the old theaters. So perhaps that'll work out. I'll know tomorrow night whether that comes about or not. But it just seems like it's just expanding here in town. So that's exciting.
That would be awesome to present in that theater. That would be really cool. And you shared with me when we spoke this morning, just by way of information, and you know, maybe we'll get that sparking again when we're back there in November. But Jeannie just shared with me this morning that she found out through speaking with this woman who called about wanting to come to her Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop, that there's actually been a support group meeting, another support group meeting in Johnson City, Tennessee, at the Unitarian Universalist Church that we didn't even know existed. So it's pretty cool that that's happening, and apparently it's not meeting now, but if anybody's listening to the show that's in JC and wants to see that rekindled, start talking to us about whether we might set something up for November when we're going to be back in Bristol.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's going to have to be short and sweet because we're going to be heading south really quickly. November is going to start to get into the wrong kind of temperature for us. So, but anyway,
exactly.
If anybody has an interest in that, yes, there you go. We're heading to Florida, folks. In any event, beyond that, if you're ready to take your work to the next level, we're actually in the third day of Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project. There's all kinds of projects going on here at Heartland, things getting done, getting ready for the summer season. And Heart Center is just in really nice, really beautiful shape. A lot of the projects that we've been doing are coming together. The kitchen's just zipping along. We had 13 on top of the people that are here for the Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project. We had 13 local guests last night for Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And everybody hung right in until about a quarter to 11. So we did a lot of processing work, and it was a pretty awesome evening. And if you're ready to take your work to the next level, on July the 18th, we'll begin at 16-day codependence to interdependence. So if you are come and crank your work up to the next level, in that 16 days we'll be doing codependence to interdependence and a communication practicum. The communication, did you hear what I think I said, workshop will be part of that 16-day. It's actually a new intensive that we have not done before, so we'll be doing a lot of work with that communication tool, and it's one of the most awesome tools that we teach when you can actually put it to work and integrate it. So that'll be the first intensive that we'll do, and the second step in that whole process will, once we complete the codependence to interdependence, is we'll move into Why Is This Happening to Me Again, a 9-day intensive, and in that 9-day, we'll do a whole series of workshops. If you're ready to crank your work up in the 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again intensive, we'll do Why Is This Happening to Me Again, healing through relationships, communication, did you hear what I think I said, purpose, personal power, and commitment, empowered to heal, mind shifters, hands-on energy field work, and still point breathing. So in 9 days, we'll cover a lot of territory, and there's just a huge amount of process work that happens in that 9-day. That's the one that we've had feedback from people that say, in doing that 9-day, people who've done different types of therapy over the years say that that 9 days has been the equivalent of about 10 years of therapeutic work for them. That's the average that we are told by people who do that 9-day workshop. So if you're ready to move that one along, you want to head in that direction and take your own process to the next level, that workshop starts on August the 4th and goes through the 12th. And then the evening of the 12th, we'll finish that workshop on the morning of the 12th, And the evening of the 12th, we'll flow right into teacher's training for people who want to take their understanding of the principles of why is this happening to me again to the next level, and or people who actually want to teach the work. So August the 12th through the 20th will be the teacher training component. If you're thinking about or have an interest in doing teacher training, the prerequisite to the 9-day teacher training is the 9-day why is this happening to me again. So we do those back to back. So anybody who wants to do teacher training but hasn't done why is this happening to me again, the whole process is a 17-day workshop where the two of them come together and meld. So if you're ready or want to take that to the next level, then that's the workshop you might want to do. And then once we're complete with teacher training, which will be August the 20th, then August 22nd, we'll begin Laws of Living. It'll go through September 6th. So that's our plan for the summer. That's what we'll be doing. And we'll actually also be heading to Chicago when we're complete. We'll be up in working with Dr. Tim at Unity in Woodstock. We're looking at a couple of other venues in that area, and then we'll be heading to the Lansing, Michigan area, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then we've got a 9-day intensive schedule that will start on October 30th and go through into the first week of November before we head south to Bristol and further south to Florida. So if you want to join us for any of those intensives, go ahead, sweetie.
I was just saying we're down to 60 seconds.
Ooh, okay. Well, time flies when you're having fun. We appreciate each of you joining us. Share the work with somebody else. Bring somebody to the show with you tomorrow. And give the world the best gift you could possibly give at the best year yet of your eternal life. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.